This podcast is brought to you by Rock My Wedding, the UK's most influential wedding brand. Hello and welcome back to Rock My Wedding, the podcast. It's Charlotte and Becky with you today. You all right, Char?
Good, thank you.
Yes.
It's episode 8.
It is 8 whole episodes.
And today's podcast is all about how to budget.
Today's episode, we are going to talk all about how to budget for your wedding. We get asked frequently, don't we, average cost of things, how much should this cost me, how much should I be spending on this? So we're going to try and answer those questions as best we can.
Yeah, and help out as most we can, at least, so that everyone has a different budget, as we know, but yeah. At least we'll kind of set out the process so that hopefully it's a bit more straightforward and easy for you to manage your money, as it were.
Yes, indeed. So we kick off with the most important thing about budgeting is, what is your budget?
Exactly. How much money do you have to spend?
Yes, yeah.
And that, as we've mentioned in previous podcasts, you might have people that are willing to contribute, which is very generous.
Indeed.
But you just need to know how much that is. Everyone laid their cards on the table as to what the expectations of that money gift is.
Yes.
Depending on whether it's your parents or grandparents or any relatives or friends. And then once you have the exact amount that you have to spend, it's how big is your wedding?
Exactly. How many people are you going to have there?
100 people, 50 people, 20 people, 200 people.
Yes, you need to know that so you can allocate your budget accordingly, don't you? Because the more guests you've got, the bigger venue you're going to need, the more expensive that will be.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
It's 200 plates of food versus 25 plates of food.
Exactly.
And, you have one budget for either 200 people or 20 people. That's an entirely different amount you've got to spend on suppliers.
Indeed.
For different things like flowers or photography.
Yeah.
Again, depending on where you allocate.
And if you need help with sorting your guest list, we've got an episode on that, haven't we? So go back through the archives if you're struggling to whittle it down or decide who to invite, because you definitely need to do that first.
And then the next important step is decide what aspect of the wedding is most important to you.
Yeah.
And by that, we mean, is it the photography?
Yeah.
Is it the flowers? You might be really into flowers. You're like, actually, do you know what? I really want flowers.
All the flowers.
Everywhere.
Everywhere.
So that's what you need to look at first.
Yeah.
Because there's no point in thinking, right, I need everything, every supplier under the sun. This is how much money I've got. And then you get to the flower bit and like, oh, right. got nothing left to spend there. So that's kind of, I suppose, the three points where you start, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yes.
You know how much you've got to spend?
We do.
You know approximately how big your wedding party is going to be?
Yep.
You know what aspects of your wedding are the most important?
Yep.
Get yourself a spreadsheet.
Write it all down on there.
Yes.
Yes. Absolutely. Share it with your partner as well.
Yeah.
So that everybody knows what you've got to spend on where.
Yeah.
Because hopefully you'll be doing the whole planning thing together. So it might be your partner's in charge of certain aspects of it. You're in charge of other aspects. If you've both got the same spreadsheet, you can't do wrong with the budget.
No.
So, and you've got it there.
We're not saying that doesn't mean you're going to disagree on certain areas, but at least it's there.
But at least you know what money you've got. You can't argue over
that. You've got to spend.
Yes. I will link in the show notes to a post we did that has a budget planner on it. So if you're not au fait with spreadsheets, you can go and use that.
Yeah.
Because
feel free.
They're straightforward. So check the show notes and there will be a link to that on there.
So one of the questions we ask the most is, what is the average spend on a wedding?
Yes.
Bride Books National Survey from 2018, £17,913. Excluding honeymoon.
Excluding honeymoon, yeah.
So that's just the wedding.
Yeah.
And so basically £18,000.
Yeah.
And that is up £1,071 or 6% from £16,842.
You've got those stats, haven't you?
I've got those stats, yes. So about £1,000 more expensive than it was in 2017-2018.
So that's excluding honeymoon.
Yeah.
And they've got another figure, haven't they, about a fuller figure for when you're using...
So the average cost of a UK wedding is £18,000. However, they've also done research to find out if you're using every type of supplier. Mm-hmm. So when we say that, we mean you're having a florist, you're having a photographer, you're having videographer, you're having entertainment.
The full shebang of
weddings. Mm-hmm. The average cost of that is around £30,000.
Okay.
Yeah.
To clarify, if you're having every supplier under the sun, you can look at spending around £30,000.
Around £30,000, okay. Which, again, is a 12% increase on the previous year.
Gosh, 12%, that's 12%. Quite high, isn't it?
In fact, this particular study shows that supplier costs have increased on average by 12% year on year.
Gosh.
Which is not, you know, that's a lot, isn't it?
It is, yeah. I'm glad I got married 7 years ago.
You know, and so is the way of the world, you know, things increase.
Well, yeah, quite.
Life increases, everything, you know, so it's good to bear that in mind. Yeah. So if you have a friend who may have got married a couple of years ago and you're comparing with them.
Add a good 12% on. So now let's look at what they've said the average cost of specific suppliers are.
Yeah.
Because we get so many questions about that, don't they? And we asked our wonderful Instagram community to let us know their biggest concerns about budgeting and where they're struggling and where it's going well. And the main response was, I have no idea what to expect things to cost in the first place.
And what the general consensus was that a lot of suppliers who they look at don't necessarily stipulate their costs online. And I mean, they don't even have a cost from. And a lot of our Instagram followers stipulated that they almost have to go through a whole inquiry process or sometimes even a meeting to get a cost.
That's ridiculous.
You know, planning a wedding can be quite stressful. There's lots of things you need to do.
Yeah, the last surely thing that's a waste of time for everybody involved.
Well, everybody.
Because if it's out of your budget.
Exactly. Interesting.
Mm.
Always have price from. And then everyone wastes a lot less time.
Exactly. So let's start with, shall we, the largest cost generally of all, which is your wedding venue, isn't it?
Yeah. So venue, average cost, £6,152.
And that's solely venue hire?
Just venue hire,
just for the venue?
Just for the venue.
The space?
Yeah. Food and drink, average cost, £5,862.
Okay, interesting.
And that is based around the average amount of guests that go to a wedding, which is between 90 and 100, approximately. Yeah. Again, all we can give you is averages.
Yeah, these are real averages.
Yeah, and this is
but it gives an a ballpark.
It gives a ballpark, and it's different for everybody.
And food and drink is somewhere you can always shift the budget a little bit, can't you? You've got the less money, you go for the
more significantly
the lesser option.
Yeah, yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Not lesser in quality, but just like a buffet instead of a three course
or afternoon tea or exactly, whatever it might be. Yes,
yeah,
and. Or the other big cost is marquee hire, which is £5,468 on average, which is only £500 less than a venue. And that is
it's a very interesting
Yeah, it's an interesting point to make, because I think that people think, well, I'll have a marquee in the garden or a friend's field, which is lovely, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But I think once you've hired that marquee and you've dressed it, so you've got to think about the floor, you've got to think about the lighting, the heating, the toilets, everything.
Yeah.
It doesn't come in that much cheaper than hiring a venue, and you've essentially got to put it together.
Yeah.
Of course, there's some marquee companies that can do it for you.
And you've still got that food and drink cost, which is probably similar, isn't it, to what you pay at a venue?
Absolutely.
So overall, you're coming in much of a muchness, really, aren't you?
Yes, you are.
Yeah. Our next point, bridal wear and accessories, the average spend on that is £1,500.
Yes.
Which I would say is probably, average. It feels right in my brain that it would be £1,500. What's the average wedding dress? £1,000?
Yeah, average.
Average.
But of course,
again,
sky's the limit.
It is.
We've featured weddings that have, you know, had dresses that have literally been from the high street, £300.
Yeah.
Been borrowed.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Made themselves.
Yeah.
Or they've cost in excess of £10,000.
Yeah. Yeah, it's another one of those points, isn't it, where you can rein in your budget. If that's one of those elements that's really, really important to you, you assign a bigger budget to it.
Some brides and or grooms have known what they wanted to wear for years.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, I want that particular design, and one day I'm going to wear that dress.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's what I've been saving for, or that's where I'm going to allocate the majority of my budget. And that is completely up to you.
Exactly. Yeah.
Almost half of couples are now having a non-Saturday wedding.
Well, I can believe that, because a lot of 44%. Weddings I've been invited to the last year or two.
Yeah, 44%.
Yeah.
Yeah. For alternative wedding weekdays, Fridays are the most popular, with 18% of weddings happening on a Friday, and 9% of weddings happen on a Sunday. Also, the three-day wedding is becoming more popular.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah, with 23% more couples choosing to extend celebrations to run over a 2 to 3 day period.
But also with that comes all the extra costs, doesn't
it? Of course. Yeah. Again, depending on how you're doing it, mm-hmm. because I'm sure a lot of venues offer you packages where you can mm-hmm. sort of stay the night before, but yeah, it's not going to be as cheap as just having it on the day, is it?
No. And what day did you get married to consider. On?
Friday.
A Friday.
So we had a last minute cancellation, mm-hmm. really. So we actually had our venue for half price.
Yeah.
But it was a Friday day, which yeah. suited us because it was a bank holiday weekend.
Oh, yes.
So we made a weekend of it, not the wedding necessarily, but yeah. we had a party in a nearby restaurant the night before.
Oh,
and,
nice.
And then on Sunday, we just had like a nice brunch with all of our family and friends yeah. that hadn't gone home yet.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Oh, nice.
Did you know that there's been a 22% rise in cost on the average spend of dressing the venue?
Really?
22%. And by that, I don't even mean the flowers. I mean literally dressing. So all the extra bits and pieces
yeah.
of decor.
Those bits that are really making it personal
yeah.
to you.
Yeah.
And Instagram friendly,
well,
probably.
The way the world's going.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
A point to make with that is DIY, when you're budgeting for your DIY, because that all comes under dressing your venue and
yeah.
all of that sort of stuff. Don't be fooled that DIY is necessarily cheaper
no.
than hiring a professional to do it. One, it's your time.
Yeah.
So fitting the DIY in.
Yeah.
And also, buying all the bits can really, really add up. So
yes.
you've got to be very savvy in the start. If you've put, you know, your decor budget as X, Y, Z, you really need to research into what your ideas equate to in real life.
Yeah.
Because it's not always
and
that
cheap. And whether that DIY project is feasible.
Exactly.
Because it sounds like a lovely idea. But
yeah.
again, when you've really looked into it, one, it costs a lot. Two, takes up loads of time. And three, yeah. are you going to appreciate the finished product?
Yeah.
As much as you would yeah. have done if you'd asked a professional to do it.
Yeah,
anyway.
Absolutely.
I mean, I was, you know, I think we did a DIY photo booth, which was hilarious because mm-hmm. we just didn't have the budget to have a professional DIY.
Yeah.
But I was not down with it, the DIY. It's just not my...
It's not your bag,
not my, it's not my bag. I'm not very good at it.
Yeah.
I get annoyed
yeah.
with glue guns, things.
And see, my wedding was majority DIY because I made every single flower.
But you're so good at it, though. That's the thing. I think,
well,
you know, yeah, look at your talents. If you enjoy it as well, that's brilliant.
Because yeah.
it makes memories for your wedding.
And it was cheaper
wedding.
Overall,
yeah.
but it still comes with a cost. And it comes with a very, you have to have great time management skills, especially if you're making a lot of things.
Of course. Yeah.
You know, name, place cards, things like that. You will possibly underestimate how long they take to make.
Yeah.
So it's, as well as budgeting your cost for DIY, think about the time.
Yeah, and whether that's feasible.
You don't want to be doing it the night before.
No.
Because.
And pull all your friends in.
Yeah.
I mean, if you can make it sort of like have an evening.
Yeah.
Supply a bit of wine and some crisps.
But you know, you say that, you and, wouldn't believe how many of my friends can't cut a circle of fabric. Let's have a party. Literally one friend.
What we would advise is before your wedding, find different friends.
Yes. Get yourself some talented and creative friends. But yes, that's interesting, isn't it, that people are spending much more money on the overall look and feel of the decor.
Yeah, which I think that's a great way. If you're going to spend yeah. some extra money, or you find a bit of extra budget, if you can use it on personalisation and making it special to you, then that's where it should be spent, really,
yeah.
isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. And we just briefly touched on flowers there. Interestingly, when it comes to flowers, the spend has increased to an average of £858 is the average for spend on flowers for weddings.
Okay, and that's up just over 10% on the previous year, isn't it?
Yeah.
yeah.
Yeah. But that, I think that will give you an idea of, oh, I'm going to look at around 850 quid for my flowers. So hopefully that will help people budget that. And then obviously every florist is different. And you go
of course.
To them. If you,
yeah.
a tip to remember is go to a florist with your budget.
Yeah.
Don't go to them and say, I want these, I want that, I want this, and I want that. You need to go and say, I've got 500 quid.
Yeah.
What can I get that looks similar to this?
Yeah. And they might come back and say, I just can't deliver that look
yeah.
for you for that amount of money.
Yeah.
They might be amazing and give you loads of really good advice on it.
Exactly.
You know, okay, you can't have this, but you could have something similar, which is X.
Yeah.
You could have more seasonal flowers, which mm-hmm. would be 20% cheaper or whatever
yeah.
it might be.
Let's have more greenery instead
but
of
definitely,
floral.
I just think this whole process, if brides and grooms can be more black and white.
Absolutely.
And suppliers the same. And then mm-hmm. we all know where we're starting from and no one's wasting anyone's time.
Yeah. Another question we get asked is about stationery costs and mm-hmm. how much is that even these days? And the Bride Book Survey has stated that the average amount being spent on stationery is £276. I think that's low.
That's a sign of more people doing at least some of their stationery themselves.
Yeah, agreed.
Just as we said about DIY, if that's your bag,
yeah,
brilliant.
And I guess it's a lot of people are doing digital these days as well, aren't they, with websites and things like that, which is why that number's decreased.
And we do find with sort of shorter planning times, mm-hmm. so say if you're planning a wedding in under 6 months, you need to check people are ready for the date. So rather than a save the date, for example, they're sending out a text message or an email.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then, of course, there's aspects of stationery that also serve as wedding decor.
Exactly.
And sometimes people want to do sort of a more personalised DIY project for those, so your table plan or whatever.
So you've kind of got a bit of a crossover with your stationery decor spend, haven't you, when it's sort of two for one, if you will.
Yes. However, what we would say is if you're looking for, even if it's a not a bespoke stationery set, from a professional stationer, mm-hmm. for 100 guests, you're looking at least £400 to £500, aren't
you? We think, don't we? I mean, we've had a look at some of our suppliers from the list, and that's kind of what we've averaged it out.
And that's based on, say, 50 invites, obviously.
Yeah.
And sort of name tags,
yeah,
menus, place names.
And you'll find with stationers, especially if it's like house collections, it's not bespoke, you're buying kind of off the peg from them, mm-hmm. they will have cost breakdowns because you can order them on through the website. So you can do a bit of research. If it's a specific stationer you like, you can go on and sort of have a look before you set your budget out how much it might cost for that.
Yes.
Yeah.
What we thought would be really helpful for you is to give you a wedding and break it down by percentages and spend for each supplier aspect.
Yes.
So just ballpark.
And you can just apply that percentage to whatever your overall budget is.
And again, this is just an average.
Yes.
And this is actually from research from our own readers based on what people are distributing. Mm-hmm. Not everyone's the same.
Yep.
It's just an average. We do have to keep stipulating that.
Just average.
Just average. This is based on a £20,000 wedding budget.
Yeah.
48% towards your venue, which would include the venue hire, the food and drink, the decor hire for that venue, mm-hmm. and your cake. So that would equate to £9,800.
Which, based on what we've discussed before, the average being about, it was about 10 grand, wasn't it?
Yeah, for food and drink. So yes, so that would sound about right. 13% towards fashion and beauty.
Yeah.
So that would cover wedding dresses, groom's attire, any accessories and shoes, hair and makeup, also alterations. So that would come out at £2,600.
So based on what we were saying before, £1,500 for your dress and accessories.
Yeah.
That leaves you a grand to suit and boot your other half.
Yeah.
And look at alterations.
Hair and makeup
as well.
And your alterations, yes.
Yeah. Okay.
10% should go towards photography and or videography. So if you've got a £20,000 budget, £2,000 for your
you should expect to spend about that much.
Photography. If you want videography as well, then obviously that's going to be on top of that spend. Videography is something which we feel quite strongly about for two separate reasons. Because I had a video.
I didn't have a video.
And we watch it on every anniversary. And
oh, don't. It makes me so sad.
Particularly after the wedding, we watched it quite a few times that
year.
Because you do miss things. You're so caught up in the moment that you don't necessarily hear every word of the speeches. You don't see things in the way that the guests saw them, and yet a video allows you to do that.
And you forget.
Over time, you forget.
Ugh, so jealous.
And so Becky and I have sort of the same opinion for the two opposite sides of the coin.
Yeah.
So if your budget can stretch, please consider getting a film.
Just don't think it's not an important aspect because I'm telling you now.
I'm telling you, it is.
It's my single biggest regret in life.
That's
not to be at all dramatic.
No, that's a statement.
Yeah, it is. Just so jealous.
Becky has spoken, people. 8% for flowers.
Yes.
So that would equate to £1,600. Now, that's interesting.
It is.
Because when we just mentioned the study before, that was actually under 1,000. But based on our readers, It's a good 50% more
You're
than that.
Flower crazy. All of you.
But it, again, it depends on how you look at things, because flowers in themselves are, you know, so integral to decor for so many people that actually, instead of having to do XYZ DIY project or buy this and that and the other to decorate your entrance, flowers.
You use flowers instead.
Florists can do it for you. Amazing.
Yes, absolutely.
7% should be allocated for entertainment. So that's £1,400. Mm-hmm. So you might be having a band in the evening. You might be having a string quartet during a ceremony.
Yeah.
You might be having both.
Yeah.
But average, based on £20,000 overall budget for your wedding, 7% for entertainment,
and
£1,400.
If entertainment's more important to you than flowers, take a bit of that suggested flower budget and stick it on your entertainment.
Of course, absolutely.
And then that's how, this is why you've got to decide what elements are most important.
Yeah, I had quite a strict floral budget, and I went for flowers that were in season and very good value.
Yeah.
So I was able to sort of have the flowers that I wanted for the cost that I wanted to spend.
Yeah.
And music was really important to us. So we had string quartet and a pianist, and a live band.
Oh, you're so greedy.
So greedy. But, you know, that's where we spent.
Yeah, and that's where you wanted your budget to go.
Absolutely.
So, so that then leaves you 2% for stationery, 2% for your ceremony costs. So stationery we just discussed, which that 2% would be about £400. So that's probably about right in our eyes, based on our suppliers that we have on the list.
Yeah.
And when we say 2% for ceremony costs, we literally mean for your licence and your officiant.
Yeah.
That's it. No decor, no ceremony decor, literally just the cost of those two things, which will be around £400.
About around £400.
Ish.
So that leaves 8% left for rings and transport.
Yeah.
What we would say here is on your amazing budget spreadsheet that you've got,
you're going to be so proud of yourself. You're so organised.
Please do have a contingency.
Yeah.
And if you can get all these things in from the beginning, obviously it makes your life so much easier with this whole budgeting situation, which is the point of this podcast.
Yeah.
And that's for all the added extras that are so easy to forget.
Yeah.
And it's things like morning of your wedding. Do you, you know, you want to buy your bridesmaids a bottle of champagne so you can have champagne while you're having your hair and makeup done. Gifts for your mom, for...
Yeah.
Your
Whoever you feel needs
a gift. It's one of those things. You might want everyone to have a bit of breakfast on the morning of the wedding.
Yeah.
And all these things.
All these tiny little elements,
like,
isn't it?
They are in themselves are quite small. They can add up massively. Yeah, they really can.
It's providing some food for your suppliers that are there on the day, your photographer, your videographer.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
they can't go all day without any food.
No.
So you've got to remember that you need to, you know.
Yeah.
That contingency is in place for those, but try and remember all these things as best
from the beginning.
As you can.
Because if your budget is specifically tight and you think, oh, yeah, I've done everything, oh no, I've forgotten X, Y, Z.
Yeah.
You know, if you've got a £10,000 budget and you're looking at finding an extra £800 for all those, it's almost 10% extra.
You've got to build the contingency into the overall budget, haven't you?
Yes.
So absolutely.
Please be aware of that.
Yeah. The final thing to say about what you need to think about is budgeting for your honeymoon as well.
Yes.
Because everything we're talking about now doesn't include honeymoon.
No.
So that's a separate budget entirely.
Yes. Yeah. As we know, a lot of people have contributions towards their honeymoon as their gift list.
Yes. Which is a great idea.
Because that's a way of doing it.
Absolutely. And when, if you take your honeymoon later as well, it's a whole separate budget because you're saving separately
for
that.
Why not? I think, you know, days are gone where...
We said this before, didn't we?
Yeah. You have to go away the day after your wedding.
Yeah.
Especially because, you know... Your wedding is such a big day and you might want a couple of days to sort of like recover, for want of a better explanation.
And it might be that where you're going is at best, the weather's better in a totally different season, isn't it, as well? So if you've got that
and
bit
it gives
of time,
you something to look forward to.
Yeah.
It really does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It keeps you on the high and it gives you more time to save.
Absolutely.
For that separate budget as well. Let's move on to the reader questions that we got on Instagram. The first... reader said, it's so hard to budget when no one really gives you an idea of their prices without having to send a detailed brief or have a meeting, which is exactly what you said, wasn't it, that we had feedback about. And also, it's very difficult for you as a bride or groom to send a detailed brief when you've never done this before and you don't know what you're doing, do you?
No.
So in answer to that, all you can do is request a from price, perhaps.
Yeah.
You know, what does it start from?
Yeah. Because if it's not already obviously on the website,
yeah.
Then that's, makes it's quicker for you just to do that.
Yeah,
and then you can at least see if they're even possible for you to be able to afford.
Yeah, either go with what's your starting point, or I have this budget.
Yeah.
Do you offer any packages that fit with that?
Yeah.
And try and get an answer that way, I guess.
Yeah. It stops everybody wasting everyone else's time.
Finding out prices before trying to piece everything together. Hopefully, after listening to this, you've got an idea now of sort of averages of the main suppliers that you're going to need to get involved.
And what our readers and obviously all those brides and grooms that were surveyed are spending on all the different sort of vendor aspects of their
Fingers crossed is that you've got a bit of a clearer idea now.
Wanting it all and not being able to afford it.
Oh, well, we have a solution to this, don't we?
Mm-hmm. Episode 4 of the podcast.
Yeah, it's all about how to save money, isn't it? And spend it wisely and how easy ways you can cut back on certain things.
Yeah. So podcast on rockmywedding.co.uk.
Yeah.
Episode 4.
Yes, go back and have a little listen to that. How much is realistic to spend on a dress? Well, we've covered that as well, haven't we?
Yeah, we've covered the average price. But again, it's, you know, are you willing to buy secondhand?
Yeah, which we would recommend doing, wouldn't we?
If you can't, if you've got a dress in mind and you just simply cannot afford to buy new.
Yeah, because we both sold our dresses, didn't we?
We did.
Yeah.
And so, you know, even though we bought new, those brides then got the benefit of having, I mean, my dress, I mean, it was perfect condition, essentially.
Yeah.
So they got the benefit of getting it distinctly cheaper than what
half the price.
Exactly.
Mine,
so, yeah. And for the person who said how much is realistic to spend on a dress, if that is the most important aspect of your wedding, like, you know, I've got this image in my head of how I'm going to look and the type of dress I want, and you find that dress, the one.
Yes, the one.
And it is more than what you had in mind. Mm-hmm. You've got to make that decision of, well, actually, that's really going to have a massive impact on what I'm going to feel $1 million.
Yeah.
And I can cut back on X, Y, Z to be able to afford
it. Go back and just reassess your budget if you really, really feel that is the dress.
Perhaps you can cut back on the other accessories. You've got the wow dress.
Yeah.
Perhaps
get rid of the bracelet and the necklace and the pearl earrings or whatever.
Exactly. Yeah. Perhaps the shoes aren't that important.
Yeah.
For long dress, not really going to see them.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Absolutely. How about worrying that paying less will mean getting worse quality?
This is an interesting one, because obviously everybody has a budget
and
you want to be able to book the best suppliers for your budget.
Absolutely.
Spending more, as a general rule, means that you're paying for experience and you're paying for quality, like with most things.
Yeah.
However, not everyone's taste is the same.
Yeah.
So, you know, you might see this wow luxury venue that's, you know, absolutely amazing and has got the best reviews and is really, really popular.
Yeah.
But it might just not be what you've had in mind.
Yeah.
And what you have in mind might be 30% less or 50% less.
Absolutely.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean that your day is going to be any different. Doesn't mean the service is going to be any different.
Absolutely.
It's just a different type of thing.
Yeah.
And what you need to do for any supplier is have a look at their portfolio.
100%.
Have a look at their testimonials.
Yeah.
When it comes to things like photography and videography, see a whole wedding.
Yes.
Never see the highlights.
Yes.
In fact, same goes for floristry, actually. So you might see the most amazing bouquet, but you want to actually see what they did
for the
rest of it. What was on the tables.
Yeah, absolutely.
What was the ceremony decor.
Yeah.
So that you have a full picture
of what you're going to get.
What you're going to get from that supplier for your money.
Absolutely. Yes, agreed. Okay, how do you know you're not going to get ripped off? The simple way to know you're not going to get ripped off by a vendor is visit the list. Our supplier directory.
Yeah.
You can guarantee 100% that any supplier you find on there is amazing.
They're all vetted.
Yeah. All verified. They're going to do a cracking job and you're going to get exactly what you want.
Yeah.
Our next question was about photography and videography.
Mm-hmm.
If you only have budget for one, which one do you choose?
Hard, because we just said, like, what I would say is, you found an amazing photographer.
Yeah.
Those are the memories from your wedding you're going to keep forever.
And ever and ever and ever and ever.
The dress is either going to be sold or go in the cupboard.
Yeah.
Flowers are going to, you know.
Die. Yeah.
Sorry. but the photos.
Sorry, florist.
The photos, you're going to have forever. And if you really, really can't stretch our videographer, and we have obviously just made it very plainly clear that
you need to
is at least get somebody to film the speeches.
Yes. And so go all for your photographer.
Bits, yeah, all the bits that you're not going to do. And I know this is might not be the most popular statement, but something is better than nothing.
Yes.
So even if you can just get somebody to do it on their phone.
Yeah. Please, just capture those
please
speeches.
Capture them, because you're going to miss things.
Yeah.
But as we've said, and we really try on this podcast not to be like, you must do this.
Yes.
But
but you really must.
But you really must. But if you honestly, if your budget can stretch to it, then yeah, a film is important.
If you can lose a bit of budget elsewhere, then
yeah,
try your best to have both.
Yes.
And I know a lot of my friends will say, oh, well, you know, Dave said video is absolutely pointless. There's absolutely no need. And then even Dave has regretted not being able to watch his nan, you know, quaffing on a bit of champagne and having a great time.
This is it.
Honestly,
exactly.
It's so worth
those memories are forever. And we will leave it there.
Yes. Next question. How do you work out the amount of alcohol needed?
Okay.
Well, lovely readers and listeners from my wedding. We have a post all about this. I put a lovely graphic together for you to tell you exactly how much wine you might need or how much beer you might need, depending on how many guests you have. So I will link to that post in show notes and you can go back through that and have a good read and download the printable or pin the image.
You're welcome.
Yes.
Next question. When things keep cropping up that other people expect to see at your wedding. Now, that's interesting. So I'm assuming the person who asked this question is, I don't know, talking to their friends or family, and they're saying, so what are you doing about X, Y, Z?
Yes.
And you're thinking,
you are going to have a such and such and such, aren't you?
Yeah, and you're thinking to yourself, no.
Not on my plan.
And if you've listened to our previous podcast, you know what I think about this matter. And that's just ignore them. Honestly.
100%.
Just, you know, your wedding isn't their wedding.
No.
So do what you want.
Your day.
Your day.
Your way.
Yeah. Thank you. Bye.
Goodbye now. Next question. One reader is intrigued to know, what is the cheapest wedding you have ever seen?
Ah, okay. So we've definitely featured various weddings that are under $5,000.
We have.
So if you go to the show notes,
yes,
you will see a link to a beautiful DIY village hall wedding that was indeed under £5,000.
And it was lovely.
It was beautiful. And in terms of Pinterest and Instagram, had amazing engagement.
Yes.
So it just goes to show, you know.
You don't need to spend that $30,000.
You don't. It was achievable.
Yeah.
It was pretty. It was elegant. It was timeless. And the couple, you could just tell.
They had a great time.
Had most amazing time.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
There you are.
And in terms of transparency of how much things cost, going forward, we're going to start talking about that more on the blog, aren't we? And,
yes.
You know, here's this amazing wedding.
Yeah.
Here's the budget that it came in.
Yeah, we've done a big reformat.
We have.
Of everything. Because, we do listen.
Yeah.
And all the questions
we promise
all the questions that you ask on Instagram, and you know, we have multiple DMs every day asking us various different questions, and so we've taken all that into account last year. So for 2019 we're making a massive effort to give you the information that you need as quick as possible.
Indeed. So you should hope to see on real weddings going forward how much it sort of cost. A ballpark figure, obviously.
Yes.
Not down to the penny, but you know.
Yes. Yeah. If you submit your real wedding to What My Wedding, on the couple's questionnaire, there is the ability to break down.
Be that specific.
Be that specific.
Yeah.
Put down, you know, details of what you did in terms of cost saving, and that's actually really useful for our readers.
Yeah, so. And we will share as much of that information as you want us to. Yeah,
yeah,
absolutely.
Our final piece of advice for how to budget for your wedding is insurance.
Yes.
Essentially, you're spending a lot of money.
And we've just told you how to spend it.
Please insure it.
Yeah.
You never know what the future holds.
Yeah.
And it's just that safety net there to make sure that should anything go wrong, that you've not lost all that.
Absolutely.
That you've saved for.
Absolutely.
Alice, who's our marketing director, got married in October, so just a few months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And her recommendation would be to use a completely separate bank account for your wedding funds.
It makes perfect
sense.
So
whether you've got 5 or 10 or 20,000 pounds, whatever it is,
yeah.
She used an old bank account that she already had that was just not being used at that time.
Yeah.
They put the wedding fund in there, yeah. And so along with their spreadsheet and paying deposits and everything, yeah.
And everything could come together out of one single account.
Yeah. And absolutely. It sounds really obvious, but yeah. We didn't do that.
I didn't do that.
Exactly. So you know, everything is in one place.
Yes.
And just makes it much more easier for you to keep a hold of what you're spending. Absolutely. And when and who's been paid and et cetera, et cetera.
Yes. Well, I think that's it. I think we've covered everything, haven't we?
I think so.
Happy spending, everybody.
Yes.
And as always, if you've enjoyed listening today, please give us a little rating. You can leave a little comment if you'd like to say how much you've enjoyed it. Please give us 5 stars because we think we're worth it. Yeah, and subscribe. And thanks for listening. As ever, get in touch if there's anything you want us to cover specifically.
Yeah, we're loving all the feedback we're getting.
We are.
Specific through social media. Yeah. Like, can't wait for the next podcast. When is it?
Yes.
It's great.
So because we love doing it for
you. We do.
So
yes. You know, thank we really you. Appreciate all the messages, yeah. And, you know, it makes all the effort worth it. So
it
thank
really
you.
It really does. And visit the show notes for everything we've talked about today. And we will see you for episode 9
in a couple of weeks.
See you later.
Bye.
This podcast is brought to you by Rock My Wedding, the UK's most influential wedding brand. For more content, visit rockmywedding.co.uk, follow us on Instagram at rockmywedding, or buy the book Your Day Your Way from Amazon or any leading book retailer. This podcast is produced by We Are The Clarks.